Sports on the Beat with the Commish. Sponsored by Recovery Centers of America. Providing high-quality inpatient and outpatient drug and alcohol addiction treatment with two locations in Maryland. Call Recovery Centers of America now. 1-800-RECOVERY. 1057 The Fan.
7:46 in the a.m. First Responder Fridays right here at our Up Close Studio. 1057 The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Ed Norris, tell us a story.
I'm not telling a story today. I'm soliciting stories.
Uh-oh.
I want to hear from Baltimore police officers. I want to hear what the new commissioner's message has been to them. 410-583-1057.
Ooh.
Anonymously, of course. I just want to know like what he's telling the rank and file. Because I don't want to – this is something I've never done and I would never want to do is to criticize a sitting police commissioner because that's a really hard job having been in that chair. Really hard. The pressure is immense. It's almost impossible to succeed at it. But I was very disturbed by the comments that I read yesterday, and I did it at the end of the show, and I want to give it more time because people may have missed it. And one of the issues, first of all, there's a few things going on. We talked about Big Poppy, and I don't think people get, they just don't get it, in quotes. They just don't get it. Like, the city we live in is so outrageously dangerous, it's unacceptable. And to have the police not engage people who are doing this because of a fear of getting locked up for doing their jobs is just, to me, it's irresponsible and criminal, honestly. And they should hold those in charge criminally responsible for the danger of the citizens. Because your first responsibility is to protect life and property. And they're not doing that. For example, we talked to Big Poppy in the DR. The Dominican is one of the most dangerous countries in the world. 13 people per 100,000 are murdered, 12.5 to be exact. So you take that, that's one of the most dangerous places in the world. Baltimore City, the number is 56 per 100,000. Not 5.6, 56. Yeah. It's more than four times as dangerous as the Dominican. So you've got that already now. It's a very, very dangerous place. Then the other side of it is, and my thing when I was here as commissioner, was not just to make the city actually safer, but to make it feel safer. And the way you make it feel safer is people can actually get about unmolested. As we all know, if you live here or in the region, I mean, I live in the city, but you don't have to. If you work in the city, you go out in the city, you know what it's like right now. There are people at every intersection downtown coming up to your car, intimidating people for money, implying that if you don't give them something for washing a window, they're going to be, you know. Rob told a story yesterday. Where was Halliburton Avenue?
Yeah, it was right in Dundalk. Where's Jimmy's? Halliburton's
Jimmy's, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Halliburton. And I never witnessed the aggressiveness from squeegee kids. Like I said before, I never, you know, just because I didn't witness it doesn't mean I didn't believe it. I believed it. Yeah. I never witnessed it myself.
I had told the story before of being intercepted by them by trying to wave them off.
I'm at a red light. Guy, a lane over from me, is waving them off. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. They put the water on it. He started wiping his windows down. He says, you can tell he's doing this like he doesn't have any money. And they literally spit on his window and start smacking his windshield. I mean, smacking it with bad intentions. I'm like, what's going on here? Right turns green, I make a right turn. They never came over to mine because I rolled up on it. I wasn't sitting there as long as he was, but it doesn't matter. If I say no, then it's no. Period.
Well, this is what's disturbing me because the commissioner said, because people have been complaining about this, obviously, that the way to end this problem is for people to stop giving them money. The problem is, and he said, I've witnessed people give them money.
Yeah.
So in my mind, you're the chief. You're the head of the police department. You wear four stars in uniform, and you've watched people intimidate motorists and break the law, and you've done nothing. And your solution to this is to start fining the motorists. Because one of the solutions that's on the table now is possibly fining people, giving them tickets for giving people who are begging or washing windows, et cetera, rolling your window down and giving money out now. So now you're going to double penalize people that are intimidated by these extortionists at every intersection. You're going to punish the victim? What do we do now? We're going to start, like, punishing robbery victims?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody sticks a gun, don't give you money. If you give me your money, you're going to be penalized for this. It's essentially the same thing. You have four kids walk over to your car, and so spitting on your windshield, they slam it right down before, and you say no, and they kick your car. If they don't kick your car, they spit on your windshield, they yell it. This is not a lot, it's not acceptable conduct. And to me, to have the police commissioner of the city say, well, no, do your job.
Does he understand what he's saying where he's telling people, okay, if you come down and you do something like this, you could be in trouble instead of the perpetrator. What's the incentive to drive downtown?
What's the message? Like, that we're just going to throw up our hands and it's our fault? That's the message I'm getting.
Sounds so out of touch with those comments. It's, he really does.
Unbelievably. And I'd just like to know, because I have not met him. I don't want to judge before I met him.
I'd love for him to get in his civilian clothes, a regular car.
With his family.
Yes.
With his family.
With his family.
Roll up to one of those intersections.
Yeah.
And have that kind of treatment. Because people will talk, you know, Ed, we know him. Guys, men and women will talk behind badges like they were never civilians.
The last, Catherine Pugh did it.
Yes. Yeah, you're right about that.
You she know did I mean? It.
They'll talk behind their authority, forgetting that what it was like once upon a time. Yeah, I would love for that to happen.
Well, but I was speaking with an officer recently, mm-hmm. and they were watching what Rob watched the other day transpire. He was about four cars back. He just sounded his siren, and they scattered.
Right.
Like, you know, when the lights come on and the roaches go everywhere.
Which tells you that police presence will make them disappear.
Sure. Yes. Yes, and for me, I was. This is you stole my next point. Okay, so if you're going to witness a violation, because to give a ticket, you have to witness it. It's not a crime. Mm-hmm. Like a serious crime, you can go with a witness statement and lock somebody up. To witness a minor crime, you have to actually see it. To give a traffic ticket, you have to witness it. The police officer has to.
Right.
You can't say, you know, he ran a red light. You have to witness it yourself. So if you're going to give a motorist a summons for rolling down their window and giving money, you have to witness the intimidator with the squeegee coming over. So you're telling me you're going to put the effort into penalizing motorists, if this is the intention, by assigning police officers to this, but you're not going to do it on the converse. You're not going to have people actually out there, you know, rounding up the squeegee kids. And for the life of me, this is the simplest problem to solve. I can't believe a bunch of kids with stolen squeegees and dirty water are outsmarting our police department. It's just driving me insane. You take a couple of cops who want to work days. This is how simple it is. You want days? Okay, I'll give you, you know, you can work 10 to 6. They're going to want to do it. Everybody wants to work days in the police department because it's hard to get. You get them on days. You give them a van or a car. Their sole job is to drive to Light and Lombard, President and Fayette, you know, MLK Boulevard, North Avenue by 83. I'll Culver. Give you the locations now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where to go. It's
marked
that simple.
Or unmarked cars?
I don't give a rat's ass. Just a car with a cop in it. Who cares? Give him a taxi.
I'm just wondering what the rules are with
you
the
go
unmarked.
Up. You grab the kid by the shirt. You got your this. Give me ID. I don't have ID. Okay, you're locked up. You have to maybe identify yourself. You can't stand in the street. You can't obstruct traffic. It's disorderly conduct. Obstruct the traffic. There's a million things to do. You take the stolen squeegee. You take it away. This is so simple. All you want, you drive up, you hit the siren a couple of times, they run. You take the squeegees, you break them, you throw them away. Eventually, Royal Farms runs out of squeegees to steal. That's what happens. Like, I'm stunned by this guy. Stunned.
And now would be the time with the weather warming up because, I mean, everyone needs a window clean.
You know when they're going to do this? I'm telling you, this will become an issue.
Let's stay with this.
When somebody gets stabbed, somebody gets hurt.
Right.
That's when it's going to be an issue. When one motorist gets out and he's like, I've had it. What was that? The movie where the guy just loses his mind.
Falling
down
yes,
with Michael Douglas.
That's what's going to happen. Someone's going to be, I can't take this anymore. They're going to get out and they're going to hit one of these kids with a baseball bat.
Well, we saw the encounter on the street.
We saw that we've had them already, yes. And this is why I'm like, are you tone deaf?
Yes.
Does he not have access to Facebook like other people or social media? There are fistfights taking place in your downtown because of this. There are people being assaulted.
Let's stay with this. First Responder Fridays, we want to hear from First Responders, Baltimore City Police, namely. Or, you know, you may have some firemen out there who encounter this as well. I mean, on the corners where their firehouses are. But Baltimore City Police Officers, Ed Norris wants to hear from you. You don't have to give us your name. You know, what is the message and the mission of our current commissioner? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, live from the Up Close Studio, right here on The Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Thank you for all you do. Big Bad. First Responder Fridays, 105.7 The Fan.
8:04 in the a.m. First Responder Friday, right here on The Fan from our up close studio, 1423 Clarkview Road. A little bit later, we're going to have Howard County NAACP, Howard County Police Department, and they have an event that they're doing coming up, a charity golf tournament. Law enforcement, NAACP, is going to happen on Monday, August the 26th. I got this text in. You want to hear from police officers?
Yes.
I have one in from a police officer concerning the commissioner. He hasn't said anything. He put out a police commissioner memorandum about overtime hours, how we are allowed to work 75 hours, and the text goes on. That part of the text goes on to say it's kind of contradicted. This guy was promoted when you were under you when they did real policing. But here's the part of the text to me that I find quite curious, Ed. Just saw this put out yesterday. Good evening. We will be moving towards the new crime plan. The crime plan utilizing the place-based police strategy that we discussed in ComStat today. It is effective on Sunday. Make sure everybody completely understands what is expected of them. You must have an inspection component and a follow-up component. The officers must, number one, advise KGA of communication engagement. That's dispatch. Right. Number two, spend 15 to 20 minutes in a zone at least three times per shift spread throughout their eight-hour shift. Number three, call out all activity conducted within the 15 to 20 minutes, vehicle stops, business checks, etc. Vehicle stops, business checks, etc. Number four, advise KGA when clear. And number five, if it is not in CAD, meaning in the computer, it didn't happen. And to me, this sounds like pencil-whipping police activity. This sounds like creating activities and using that data to say, see, we're out in the community more.
How is it a crime plan? What's the plan? The plan is a strategy. How is it a plan? That's a process. That's what was the goal.
Yep.
This is going to be goal-oriented policing. This is process-oriented.
And he stopped short of that.
This reminds me of when I was in NYPD, when we were awful before they got good. We had the community policing program. And what they did was, I was a sergeant. I had to run it because they selected me. I didn't want to do it. And we did exactly this. You had your own beat. You had your post, whatever. And then you had to select problems and then address them and document them. So all it was, you were only successful if you had a lot of entries in your book. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, hey, what are you talking about? I made three car stops today. Then
yep.
I, you know, I stopped in seven businesses in the last 15 minutes. I stopped three cars. But what did you do?
It's pencil whipping, man.
What'd you do?
It's a way to cook the books, police style.
This isn't cooking the books. This is a process. This isn't even cooking the statistics. This is just process. It's like, you know, you just, it's like churning in the in the finance industry, when you just, you know, they make money on trade. You're like, you're just like, yeah, we made this trade, we made that trade. This is like churning in the police department. You're just churning. Like, there's no, what's the goal? What's the plan? This is not a plan.
What's the morale?
I mean, the goal should be, there are people intimidating motorists on Light and Lombard right now, or present in Fayette, on North and 83. Okay.
How to stop
it. Eliminate it.
Exactly.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
How are we doing this?
This is how we're doing.
How are we going to get rid of this issue?
This,
how are we going to stop shootings on Montford?
This says they're going to get out of the car three times a shift, eight-hour shift, and log it. That's what they're doing. The plan is to get out of the car three times a shift, check businesses. Let me rattle the door. Oh, business locked. This is Mayberry policing.
It really
it is.
A lot
Mayberry
of these
policing.
Things that are going on, the police commissioner could watch from his window. Because it's happening right across the street from headquarters.
Well, this is just, I get one from a guy I know just texted me, police officer. This is really disturbing. FYI, the car stops we make are regular citizen car stops because you don't want to get involved in any type of criminal activity because the department won't back us if we get into something. They're benign car stops to generate a stat. That's exactly what both of us just said.
Mm-hmm.
No one actually gets out on foot and does community engagement. We get under rage, just call it community engagement while we drive through a block. This is all for the stat. That's great. That's just great.
It's kind of hard to break up a squeegee ring.
I knew this was going to be the case because this is all you're asking for.
Right.
You're just asking to call KGA. KGA is the dispatcher. And just say, like, you know, whatever. Whatever post you happen to be on. Yeah, I stopped the car. You know, run this the vehicle tag, please, central, blah, blah, blah. You run the tag. Comes back, but not, you know, not stolen, no warrants. Have a nice day. You just stopped the family going to church or something.
You know the
That's
problem
all
with
this?
You know the problem with this? He's going to promote guys who adhere to this.
Absolutely.
And who walk by this. And these are the guys that are going to be running the police department in 5-6 years. Because he's going to promote within.
I mean, the fact that they're not getting out of their cars enough is disturbing, because I don't know how you're going to break up these whole squeegee rings without actually getting out of your car
and enforcing the
situation.
That's the thing. He's telling them to get out of the car 3 times per shift. He's telling them that. And they'll log that. And that's why he said, think about it, the last thing he said is, if it's not in CAD, it didn't happen. So he wants them to report all their movement. I'm out of the car. I'm out of the car. I'm out of the car. You're not doing anything. Getting out of the car. And that's why I said,
if you're out.
Yeah, exactly. If you're out of the car.
What that officer just said to me, though, is the most disturbing part. They don't want to engage anybody because they don't feel like they're supported. So if you're not backed up, they're not going to engage anybody that's dangerous. And the generate stats are going to stop me and you driving home from work.
And it trickles down and affects morale.
Yeah.
This is morale.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
This is police officer's morale.
Yeah.
Let's get Josh in Kingsville. What's up, Josh?
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
Good, good. Look, my uncle is a big proponent of small business and supporting small business in Baltimore. He owns one himself. He refused to stop going downtown after the riots because he wanted to support business. And he got accosted by these squeegee guys, and he was punched in the face and lost a really expensive pair of glasses. And he still refuses to stop going and supporting small businesses. But when things like this happen, you're enabling these youth to further bad behavior. And I know from experience, because I teach at-risk youth for a living, mostly from Baltimore City and PG County. It's abhorrent. It needs to stop. And the police have to have a presence. And they, like you said, they can't be afraid to enforce the law for fear of not being backed up by the superiors. That's a huge, huge problem.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. Appreciate that. 410-583-1057 is the number. I'm sure we'll circle back on this topic. We'll take your calls throughout the show. This is First Responder Friday. I want to hear from you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.